Area management biologist Don Wilburn says fishing in Chignik Bay and the lagoon was opened in a hurry on Saturday, June 4th.
Mainly due to the fact that we were seeing a large number of fish for this time of year and we're well over our escapement objectives and had also some of the largest counts we've had probably in the last 20 years.
Through Tuesday morning, sockeye escapement past the Chignik Weir was 45,000, more than double what's considered normal for this part of June, and that's with the fleet fishing since Saturday. But once fishing opened up, catches were small in the bay and the lagoon and the eastern and central districts nearby, and counts past the weir have slowed.
There's really not much of a show so far of fish around here, so it appears maybe that we just had a large push of fish, and now it could be dropping off and maybe the run starting to develop as normal right now.
Wilburn says she doesn't yet have a good explanation for why the run surged and then tapered off. Through Monday, Chignik fishermen had brought in close to 16,000 sockeye, and their effort had been extended through Tuesday afternoon. One thing Fish and Game has noticed is a difference in fish size between this year and last, in a good way.
Yeah, last year at this time, we had quite a few small sockeye. They were around 4 pounds, which is really small for Chignik. Chignik's been known to have 7.5 pound fish, you know, in the early run. This year, they're looking a lot better. They're around an average size of 5 to 5.5.
The quick boost of escapement past the Chignik Weir also triggered a much earlier than usual opening for Sandpoint set netters for 24 hours beginning Tuesday at noon. On the Bering Sea side, Northern Peninsula drifters harvested 773 sockeye and 52 kings Monday, most of the catch coming from Nelson Lagoon. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.